T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Appreciate that, Matt. It's 6:20 on News Radio WRVA. Time to check in on the market and how things are looking with Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors for the Richmond Market Minute. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jason. We finished the market last Friday. Very light trading day, and it turned out to be very calm. The Dow was up just slightly. The S&P just barely in positive territory. Jason, now the NASDAQ, which is dominated by some large tech stocks, particularly lately Apple, which has just been on a recent tear stock price-wise, made an all-time high last week, and it held onto that on Friday. But we saw most of the NASDAQ give back some of that profit. But it had been up, Jason, 11 days in a row. And wow. I think most of our listeners know out there my favorite tip is, hey, markets, when you look at stocks, they go up and down. And so when you get something that goes up 11 days in a row, sooner or later, there's going to be some profit-taking in there. We saw that a little bit on Friday, and we may see that now going into year-end, Jason, or even right after the first of the year, as people, maybe for tax reasons or for year-end reporting reasons, have held on to some of their winners longer than they might before they take a little bit of profit. So don't be surprised over the next few days, if we see some give and take in the stock market, which it always does. But right now we're setting up to have maybe the best year we've had since 1997, and we even have the chance to eclipse that. If you look at the S&P right now, year to date, we're going to call that right at 30%. We're just a little bit below that. So we have a chance for some really substantial year reporting when you see that, Jason. So if you've been bullish in the market this year, you've done very well. The other reason I'll be anxious to see the calendar turn over is I really do want focus on the economic data that we're seeing for 2020 and beyond, because economic data still looks very strong in all of the work we do. So we're setting up for a good economy in 2020, most assuredly.
That's an amazing statistic to look back on for the decade. And another thing I'm reading about this morning in the Wall Street Journal, they're talking about the labor market and how that's really so robust now, not only the unemployment numbers, but that it's helping with the wages of workers to rise at the quickest pace in more than a decade, even faster than their bosses.
Now, there's, depending on who you listen to, there can be a fairly substantial gap to close right now between sort of the average worker, if you will, and the top executives. That disparity has always been wide, but it's gotten even wider over the last decade. But you're right, we're seeing wage growth, and that is the type of inflation that the Fed is looking for. The Fed has a target rate of inflation of 2%, and we're generally not hitting that by most of their measures. But the inflation that they would like to see more of is just that. They'd like to see wages rising, because they know wages rising ultimately is the best tonic for not just creating more wealth in this economy, but for help spreading that wealth. And that certainly is going to hit a lot of political hot buttons we're in a big election year. So if we see that trend continue, and by the way, there's no reason we can't see it continue, that's going to be a good thing. Jason, here's the one bit of caution. When you look at all those strong economic figures and the stock market has built in now a lot of good economic data. And you and I talked a little bit last week about capital spending and how corporations have slowed the pace that they've been reinvesting in their own business, buying more plant, or building more plants, more equipment, capital goods, that sort of thing. And that has helped earnings, because that money, instead of being reinvested, has been paid out or retained by shareholders. But we're going to see some more cost in that space, and wages are obviously also an additional cost to businesses. So we can have a very strong economy, But if you have more capital spending to stay competitive and you have to pay higher wages to your workers, that may mean less profits for a little while because you're reinvesting in your growth for the future. But sometimes less profits in a company's reporting will cause the stock to stall. And so don't be surprised if we have a really strong economy, but maybe the growth in the stock market itself slows down a little bit. That'd be very normal, and it'd actually be very, very healthy for the long-term outlook for this economy.
That's great to keep in mind. And, yeah, we'll be checking in with you tomorrow, a big day, last day of the year, and a lot to kind of wrap up tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll wrap up pending home sales, and tomorrow we'll get consumer confidence numbers. And so we'll go into the new year, but certainly on a solid footing if you've been bullish in the market.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Mike Lavery with Wells Fargo Advisors. Appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a great one. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.